Last year, one of the first civic events which I attended as moderator was the visit of President Obama to the waterfront hall. Now, I didn't meet him, and I don't think he knew that I was there. But before his arrival, the young people present, and it was largely sixth form pupils, they started a Mexican wave to see political, civic, and religious leaders all joining in together. And in that moment of transformation, I felt a little echo, the echo of Van Morrison in days like this. If only we could have more like that. In April of last year, I found myself as a guest at a reception in Windsor Castle, mingling with all kinds of people from our society, north and south. The visit of President Higgins, mirroring the visit of the Queen to Ireland in 2011. Again, in that moment of transformation, I hear those words echoing again about days like this. At the start of May, I had the same emotion as I stood in Great Victoria Street with many other people dressed in pink and watched the cyclists of the Giro d'Italia racing past us. But in between and surrounding those three events, we experienced lots of other things. Last summer, violence erupted on the streets of North Belfast. Before Christmas, many of the hopes of agreement at the Haas talks stalled into the new year. And as this year has been unfolding, an increase in race-related attacks and stalemate over welfare reform. Days like this, the generosity of spirit, the glimpses of grace and transformation have at times been overshadowed. And what we may have witnessed in our public life, I suspect may be true for many of us, be it in our personal or our congregational lives together. Moments of transformation, when you feel as if the wind is in your back and you're longing for more days like this. And then when the goodwill disappears, and you feel as if you've a gale force wind in your face. In such moments, we are all confronted with two very real and powerful temptations. On the one hand, we can be tempted into that kind of individualism which is out there in the air that we breathe. The individualism which insists that life is just about me and what I can get out of it. And it plays to my sinful nature. On the other hand, in the face of such intractable problems, we can be tempted into a paralyzing despair that nothing is ever going to change. That in the words of the expression, the more things they change, the more they stay the same. Throughout the past year, I have been privileged to speak almost on a weekly basis on the theme of transformation, and in particular on the church as a place of transformation. For this reason, let me take you to just one sentence from our scripture reading. Only five words. I am making everything new. In all my years as a minister, I've had the foolhardy courage to read these words and this passage of Scripture at every funeral which I conduct, standing at an open grave. Immediately prior to the words of committal, like all my colleagues, I affirm to a grieving family and all who grieve with them these words, I am making everything new. In the face of death, this word of promise and this hope from the risen Lord has inspired one generation after another, transforming them, transforming their faith, transforming their outlook on life. As we, be it personally, as a church, as a society, journey on through life, may these words be our inspiration, not least in those moments when you're tempted to think only of yourself, or you're tempted to despair in the face of trials that would paralyze. Let me highlight briefly two facets of this word of transformation: I am making everything new. First, in the book of the Revelation, it's full of colorful images and pictures that stay in the heart and the mind long after you have read the book and heard the sermon. One of the most significant images is that of a throne, not just any throne, and certainly not an earthly throne. It's the throne of heaven. John the exile shared with his generation this revelation. The picture which has sustained and still sustains faithful Christian people in the darkest of days, that life, so often out of your control and mine, is never out of God's control. When you and I are tempted to believe that evil is winning, when we're tempted to hide away in our own personal worlds, when we are tempted to give up in despair, let us remind ourselves and let us be reminded that there is one who is seated on the throne and he is making everything new. Every Saturday night during the football season, when the evening news comes on, the reporter gives that well-known warning: if you don't want to know the score, look away now. And in my experience, they never give you enough time to turn it off or get out of the room. Through all the pictures and images of Revelation, John paints for us the theme that is found throughout Scriptures, that God is the King. He is in charge. We know the final score. And secondly, please notice the tense. It's what we call the present continuous. For the voice from heaven does not say, one day I will be making everything new. I am making everything new. This making things new, this work of transformation to which we have been called, is underway. Jesus, in his first sermon, announced that the kingdom had come. His parables illustrate how the kingdom works. In his death, he is the king who was crucified, and by his resurrection, he is the all-conquering king. The message of his words to us is this: resist all temptation to turn in on yourself. Resist all temptation to give up in despair. Come into his kingdom, pray for his kingdom, do the work of his kingdom. Earlier this year, one of our daughters invested in a new car. Until she bought the car, I never noticed how many of that model and make were on the road. I must have been blind. My eyes were closed to them. Now I see them everywhere. Maybe you've had that experience, but in that experience, I've come to understand this: how it can be with God's work of transformation in our lives, in our congregations, and in our community. We can be blind to it, fail to recognize what he is doing and how he is working around us as he is making all things new, until the day come when Christ returns and all is new. Let me conclude with one final image. Let me take you back to the days of the BBC broadcasting to the occupied peoples of Europe during the Second World War. The broadcast began with a single drumbeat, thumping out three short beats, followed by a longer beat, signaling on a drum beat, the drum, the Morse code letter for V, for victory. Tonight I offer you not four drum beats, but five words. I am making everything new. They don't come from the moderator. They come from the throne. They come from our Lord and our God. And as we leave a service like this and return to your world and my world, to your congregation and my congregation, to our society, which still is in need of transformation, let us go out with these words in heart and mind. May they be our inspiration. I am making everything new.